Saturday, May 31st, 11:15 p.m. in my bedroom. Okay, I think this is probably going to be my longest diary entry ever. First of all, I didn't have the slightest idea if Brandon was even going to show up at Queasy Cheesy. I'd asked him in my letter to text me to let me know if Saturday at 1 p.m. was a good time, but he never responded. I was starting to worry that maybe he was still mad at me or something, although I couldn't blame him. If I had treated myself the way I'd treated Brandon, I definitely would have unfriended myself on Facebook. I arrived at Queasy Cheesy 15 minutes early and was a nervous wreck, but soon, 1 p.m. had come and gone. That's when it became very clear. My crush had ditched me. Ah! OMG, my worst fear had come true. I was suffering from that very dangerous crush-itis complication that Chloe and Zoe had warned me about. I totally lost it and had a massive meltdown right there at my table while everyone in the restaurant stared at me. Finally, my waitress came over and smiled at me sympathetically. "Dear, you've been waiting here for quite a while. Would you like to place your order now?"
I think I'll just wait a few minutes longer," I muttered.
"Well, suit yourself, honey, but personally, I don't think he's coming. You're probably just wasting your time," she said and walked away.
I could not believe my waitress actually said that to me. How rude! Why was she all up in my personal business like that? I had never seen that lady before in my life.
I seriously thought about complaining to the management. But then I remembered the Queasy Cheesy pizza gift cards that my dad had given me. If I made a big stink about the waitress, it might end up damaging my dad's business relationship.
I'd completely given up hope and was looking at the takeout menu when I heard a familiar voice.
"Sorry I'm late. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long."
Lucky me. I won't be leaving here in tears with a broken heart, munching on a takeout order of wingdings after all, I thought happily. I looked up, hoping to see my crush, Brandon.
"Hello, Nicole. It's nice to see you again."
But it was Andre. "Oh, hi, Andre," I said, trying not to sound as disappointed as I felt. "How are you? What are you doing here?"
"Well, I was invited by a very special person," he said, with a huge smile plastered across his face. "I'm here to wish her happiness and help celebrate her success."
I couldn't help but notice the balloons and cupcakery box he was holding.
"So you're here for a party or something?" I asked, a little confused.
Andre seemed a little too old to be invited to a kitty-themed birthday party at Queasy Cheesy, but hey, who was I to judge? Or maybe he was here for his own birthday.
OMG! Andre, is it your birthday today? If so, the least I can do is, buy you some Queasy Cheesy tokens for the game room. I need to warn you that the popcorn is a little stale. And whatever you do, don't go into the ball pit. My little sister Brianna said a kid threw up in it the last time we were here.
Andre laughed.
"You have such a wicked sense of humor, Nicole. But it's not my birthday. Oh, I almost forgot. Here, these are for you."
He handed me the mini bouquet of balloons and the cupcakery box.
"I brought you French pastries. They're just a small taste of the totally amazing things you'll experience during a summer in Paris. he said wistfully.
Andre, you didn't have to do this. I was just doing my job as a student ambassador. I mean, it was mandatory. I didn't have a choice.
But I do have a choice, and I want you to have them, he smiled. I'll go ask the waitress for plates. You should try a chocolate croissant while they're still warm. I'll be right back.
But what about that party you said you were invited to? I don't want you to miss it because of me, I protested as he walked away and disappeared in the crowded restaurant. Curious, I opened the box and peeked inside of the pastries. They looked delish. I was startled by a voice directly behind me, and I turned to see a guy staring at me.
Nikki, what's up? I didn't expect to see you here.
It was Brandon. OMG, Brandon, you're here, I gushed. I'm so happy to see you.
Thanks. I'm happy to see you too, he blushed.
But what are you doing with that pizza? I've barely looked at the menu, I said.
It's my takeout order. I just stopped by to pick it up. I'm still working on the website, so I'll eat it at Fuzzy Friends,
Brandon explained. You want to eat the pizza at Fuzzy Friends instead of here? Well, okay. That sounds fine to me, I shrugged. Actually, it would give us more privacy to talk. I'll let the waitress know.
Thanks for the pizza and for the puppy drawings. They're awesome, Nikki. I planned to text you about them later today.
I'm glad I could help out, I said. Anyway, now that you're finally here, we really need to talk. I tried to explain everything in my letter.
Yeah, I got your letter, Brandon sighed. I have to admit, after reading it, I'm very confused.
Just have a seat and we'll talk. I'll explain everything, including the photo drama, okay?
Sure, although to be honest, I think I owe you an apology, Brandon said shyly as he brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. You know, for the way I've been acting lately.
Actually, I owe you an apology, Brandon.
Listen, I agree we should talk, but I really need to go pay for this pizza with a gift card. I wouldn't want them to think I was trying to steal it. Brandon joked.
Yeah, my dad gave me some pizza gift cards too, I laughed. I'm going to use one to pay for this meal.
Okay, I'll be right back, Brandon said as he walked toward the checkout line.
That's when Andre returned.
We're all set. The waitress is going to bring over some plates, he said.
Good! So, thanks for the pastries and balloons. It's been nice talking to you, Andre. Then, for some reason, he sat down at my table, picked up the menu, and started reading it. Then he kind of stared at me and smiled.
So, I read your letter, Nicole. I realize we've only known each other for a week, but it feels like a year. I honestly never thought you'd feel the same way about me that I feel about you.
OMG, Andre, you're having second thoughts about us spending the summer in Paris together too? I'm so relieved. This is really good news. I was hoping you'd understand.
Actually, I don't understand, Andre mumbled. I'm a little confused.
Just like I said in my letter, if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Now, I think you should get to that party. I'd hate for you to miss out.
You keep talking about a party. What party?
Andre asked, getting a little annoyed. The one you said you were invited to? Don't you remember? That's when I heard someone clear their throat rather loudly. It was Brandon. He was back, and he did not look happy to see Andre sitting there. And Andre did not look very happy to see Brandon. They both just stared at each other for what seemed like forever. Then the three of us had a really deep and meaningful conversation. "So, Brandon," I said cheerfully, "why don't you, have a seat?"
"I can't," Brandon grumbled. "Andre is in my seat. Again. It's becoming a really bad habit, dude. What's up with that?"
"Hi, Brandon," Andre said dryly. "What are you doing here?"
"No, the question is, what are you doing in my seat?" Brandon muttered.
I could not believe Brandon and Andre were acting so immature. They were starting to get on my last nerve. "Actually, Andre just stopped by to say hello. He's here for a birthday party," I explained.
"There is no party," Andre said under his breath.
Brandon narrowed his eyes at Andre.
"So the balloon says, congrats. What's the occasion?"
Andre folded his arms and grinned at Brandon.
"Nikki was awarded the trip to Paris. It'll be 14 days in mid-July, and I've volunteered to show her around the city. Didn't she tell you?"
Brandon looked like he'd just gotten hit in the face with a dodgeball.
No. She didn't tell me. But what she did tell me was that she was going on the Bad Boys tour the entire month of July, and I believed her. Although now, I don't know what to believe. Nikki, your letter is starting to make a lot more sense."
Brandon trailed off as a wave of hurt washed over his face. "Actually, Andre, I haven't had a chance to tell Brandon about the Paris trip yet," I said.
"Oops," Andre shrugged. "Sorry."
"Nikki, why didn't you tell me?" Brandon asked.
"That's pretty important news, and it impacts all of our summer plans."
"Well, I tried to tell you, Chloe and Zoe, on Wednesday, and I tried to tell you again on Thursday, but you wouldn't even talk to me. That's why I wrote the letter," I explained.
"Okay, Nikki, I just have one question," Brandon said quietly as he stared at the floor. "Did you really mean what you said in that letter? I need to know that."
"Yes, Brandon. I meant every word of it. And I meant every word of the letter I gave to you, Andre. I would really appreciate it if you both would let me make my own decisions. Just try to get along and stop acting like four-year-olds."
"You're right, Nikki," Brandon said solemnly. "I just want you to be happy. And if it means Paris, then that's what I want for you. Listen, I better get going. This pizza is getting cold. So I'll, see you around, maybe."
He turned and walked toward the door.
"Listen, Brandon, you don't have to leave. We still need to talk. At least I owe you an explanation."
"Wait," I said as I blinked back tears. But Brandon just ignored me and kept walking. He stopped at the door, glanced at me over his shoulder, and then opened it to leave. At that moment, it was quite obvious to me that our friendship, or whatever we had, was officially over. OMG, I can't believe it's after midnight. I'm mentally and physically exhausted just writing about all this stuff. I think I'll finish this diary entry tomorrow. Right now, I need to get some sleep.